Barbara Ann Kaiser was a senior at Belvedere High School in 1967, and it was quite a significant year for her because for the first time as a student, she was able to complete a full academic year at one school. And the day of the tornado, April 21st, 1967, she had so many things going well. She picked up her graduation announcements, her class ring. She was on her way to St. Joseph's Hospital to take a test that would start her training as a nurse. That's what she wanted. She wanted to be a nurse. And that was going to be happening when she left school and got to the hospital. And she got into a car when the storm hit, and she was in the back seat on the passenger side. And when the tornado did hit, she braced herself and put her legs underneath the seat, and the car was taken in the air. And she told me, as I talked to her for this story, of this excerpt I'm going to read, she told me that she remembers looking down on the tops of telephone poles. And when the car came down, she was severely injured. And this is a story of her injuries that day and her recovery. This is taken from the book. Soon the injured were taken from the gym. There were students lying everywhere. Adults and students were carrying the injured into the gym, and some of them were put over against the wall, she said. I learned later those students and adults did not make it. The rescue and triage started to take place. Every drivable car and any other form of transportation were used to take the injured to the hospitals. My dad used his station wagon to take several students home or to the hospital. Barbara was put on a classroom door and carried to a hearse. I even joked and said, this was an unusual way to go to the hospital, she said. I was soaked and started shaking with cold and probably shock. Mr. Jason Jury Sr. found a blanket and covered me. He helped put me in the hearse. But she wasn't alone. As I was lying there, a child was also put into the hearse. I took his hand and held it all the way to the hospital. The little one was whimpering and calling for mommy. The child seemed to have severe leg injuries, and there was so much blood. On the way to St. Joseph's Hospital, the little hand went limp, and the whimpering stopped. When we got to the hospital, I heard them say not to bring the child in because the child did not make it. I never knew the name of that child, and it has never left me when that little hand went limp. Someday, I hope to find out the name of this precious little one. I've always thought it was a boy, but because of the mud and injuries, do not know for sure. When she got to St. Joseph's, she saw her coworkers busy in the emergency room. I was pretty upset that I could not get up and help, she said. They didn't recognize me. I was put on the examining table, and a veterinarian came in immediately. He started to work on my cuts. He stitched up the gash on my knee and did not use any deadening medication, as I did not feel any pain. Then a couple of nuns lifted me into a treatment table and pushed me into another waiting area. As I was lying there, people kept coming in to find their children. Barbara was in a long line of gurneys awaiting an x-ray when she saw her mother slowly walking up the hallway, looking at every face. She and Dad had been looking for my sister and me throughout the afternoon. Mary was at St. Anthony Hospital. They even checked the morgue, as I was not on any list of students who had been brought in. Mom walked right past me and didn't know it was me. I very weakly called her name several times, but there was a lot of dirt and tar from the air conditioner, so I could hardly whisper. She finally heard me and came running over to the cart. We cried together. My mom's tears were so precious. She was told by a boy running past our house that a tornado hit the school and everyone was dead. X-rays revealed that Barbara had several fractures on her lower back, neck, and skull, as well as sinus fractures, several broken ribs, displaced kneecaps, and fractures in her feet and thumb. In addition, she had a great deal of embedded dirt and glass. Later, it was found out she had ruptured eardrums, internal injuries, and dislocated hips. The employee of St. Joseph's became a patient. Thus, the rehabilitation began, which continues to this day. Told she would never walk, she said, I said I was going to be a nurse, and a nurse cannot work in a wheelchair. With the aid of a therapist named Sam, she was lifted into a whirlpool daily. I finished my senior year in that whirlpool, she said. Barbara left the hospital on June 8, 1967, the day before commencement, so I could participate in the program, she said. The procession looked like a group of injured soldiers coming home. There were people in wheelchairs, on crutches, and some empty chairs on the platform. Her dream of becoming a nurse had to be put on hold. She had 5 years of therapy and 44 surgeries to repair broken bones, her spine, eardrums, sinuses, and ears. To this day, I struggle with constant pain in many of the areas, she said. I have no hearing in one ear. I have had knee replacements. In time, she was able to start her training as a nurse and became an LPN. She was able to work 3 years at Rockford Memorial Hospital and loved every minute of my time there, she said. I worked in as many areas as possible, as I knew my time as a nurse would be short-lived. There was too much pain. I could not even lift a premature infant. Barbara then went into education, teaching third grade for 20 years. But due to the pain and limited motion, I had to retire from Silver State Baptist School in Colorado, she says. She works in a sit-down job as a medical transcriptionist in Denver, but the pain never stops. My memories of that day have never dimmed, she said. She thinks about the child whose hand she held in the hearse, how so many helped her, including Mr. Jury and the medical staff, about the parents who looked for their children and found them in the morgue. Even a funny thought, where did all my new clothes and her class ring go? My bank book was returned to me. It was found in Beloit, Wisconsin. The class ring that I cherished at the time was never found or replaced. But in all, I am very thankful that the Lord has kept my family and so many other families in His hand. He has helped me throughout my life to endure the pain and to be as calm as possible whenever there is a storm. My thoughts go out to all the families involved in this horrible tornado. It still brings tears to think about it, even after 50 years.